Thanks, Chris, and now back to the news. Do you want an opera performance in your front room? Did you hear about Norwich City's amazing win against Newcastle? And will you be using the new Norwich station in Swainsthorpe? More follows on each of these stories, but please note that the last one was published on Friday, the 1st of April edition of the Evening News. From the grandeur of concert halls to the cosy surrounds of your front room, a performance project is bringing opera to people's homes. Opera Helps, a project created by artist Joshua Sophia, is coming to this year's Norfolk and Norwich Festival, and people can now apply for the unique chance to have a free, personalised performance. As the name suggests, the one-on-one performances also aim to help their audiences by using the power of song to encourage fresh perspectives on issues in their lives. People who apply for a free performance are asked to outline a problem they are trying to deal with, and if they are picked for a performance, one of the nine professional singers will visit their home, talk to them, and sing an aria that is appropriate to their issue. Mr. Sophia, who first developed the project in Sweden, was inspired to create Opera Helps to demonstrate the transformative power of song and also introduce opera to new audiences. All performances take place in audience members' homes and last about 30 minutes.
It's been a roller coaster ride for Canaries fans this season, and there are certain to be more twists and turns for the faithful as the relegation battle hots up. Saturday's momentous 3-2 victory over Newcastle put the supporters through every emotion possible. There were early nerves. There was the thwarted joy when Deo Mercy Mbakani's goal was ruled out. There was jubilation when Tim Kloss netted before half-time. Fans got their breath back during the interval before suffering agony when Alexander Mitrovic levelled for the Magpies. The pendulum swung back to exhilaration as Mbakani rifled in his screamer before the stomach-churning second equaliser. The afternoon ended on a phenomenal high when Martin Olsen grabbed an unforgettable winner to spark off some of the wildest celebrations Carrarone has seen for years.
A gigantic new rail hub could be built at Swainsthorpe to enable the dream of Norwich in 90 to be achieved, the Norwich Evening News can reveal today. Norwichthorpe Terminal will still exist, but the crucial new Swainsthorpe by Norwich station, complete with 6 platforms and parking for hundreds of cars, will mean the 90-minute target can be achieved by stealth of track. New 3-carriage shuttles will race the 6 miles from the city centre to Swainsthorpe, where they will couple direct with the waiting trains. Those 6 miles are crucial to achieve the Norwich in 90. It will provide the critical 5-minute reduction in journey time that campaigners have been struggling to find. Meanwhile, there will be a helipad for magnates to drop straight in to Swainsthorpe, where an escalator will sweep them straight into first class, where they will get free Wi-Fi and a complimentary copy of the Norwich Evening News. The whole complex will rival the Channel Tunnel railhead in Kent and will cost an estimated £1 billion. Existing local names will be kept, but the pioneer of new railheads, Dr. Olaf Pirol, will have one especially named after him. Rail chiefs have started a crowdfunding campaign to raise the money for the scheme and have lodged a planning application with the Norfolk County Council.